Well, if you built the node in general, because you know, there's a lot of little things. It's not hard, but there's a lot of things there. You know, you got your computer, whatever you use for your processing. I recommend, you know, I've been moving toward the Weiss boxes for these kind of things. You know, because let's face it, Raspberry Pis are Raspberry Pis. They're light duty computers. Now, they work great. I've had one, you know, working. I've had a few work from not, you know, just morning, noon, and night, 24/7 for the longest time. But if I'm going to deploy one in a remote location where I don't have access to it, I'm probably putting in a Weiss box and running it, you know, ASL3 in a x86 environment. And then as far as the equipment goes, you know, mobiles at minimum. And if you're going, again, remote and power. But if you've built one, you know, it's pick your RF decks. You know, is that going to be mobiles? Is that going to be an HT? Is that going to be, you know, I've used both 888s. I've used CDM 1250s for a duplex. Only, so that's part one is, you know, building a node. It's just an RF deck, a computer, an audio interface, and, you know, and voila, you're there. Hold on. A duplex one just adds one extra RF deck. So now you got two RF decks. And one does the receiving, and you send receive audio, COR, and ground to the audio interface. And the other one just does the transmit. So you send the push to talk, ground, and transmit audio to it. So you just, all you do is just put in two RF decks and send the receive, all the receive stuff, COR and receive audio, come from the one, and TX audio and push to talk go to the other. You're instantly full duplex, providing you split the frequencies, you know, over whatever you pick. If you want to make it a legit repeater, it's 5 meg, right? But we can talk more about that. But then, you know, when it's closer, you need a duplexer, right? If it's going to be on the same antenna. But there's other things you can do. You can do separation antennas. You could do frequency separation. Like I do my duplex nodes for around the house at a 15 meg split. And I don't need a duplexer. It works just fine for what I need. But you're talking about a little different. That's going to be the thing. The antenna, the elevation, and then how do we duplex it if you want to run a full-blown repeater. So sorry about that. Winded.